Welcome back to SyndicatedNews.net. We're talking to Daniel Brewington, the owner of ILoveChile.cl, our sister station in Santiago, Chile. He's telling us live that there are miners rescued. Daniel, are you with us?
Hello, Ruthie. How are you this afternoon?
We're terrific. Looking forward to all day to talk to you and be informed of what's happening on this fantastic historic rescue.
This is definitely a historic moment for everybody involved, for all of Chile. It's a historic moment that rivals the moon landings, I would say. They've done the impossible. They've done something that nobody ever expected to come true. It's amazing. As I've been walking around town, as I came into work today, I could feel the smile of the country as I was walking up and down the street. Chileans are proud today, and I think it's done an incredible job to bring this country into a better light.
It sure has. I thought Chile was in a wonderful light when they suffered the earthquake, and their architectural standards were so high that they suffered very little in their infrastructure loss.
That's very, very true. People don't realize everything that's happened in Chile in the last year. I mean, we've had a big change of government, and then we had an 8.8 earthquake, which was the fifth largest recorded earthquake ever. And then we had this, what started out to be a huge, huge tragedy on August the 5th when it was first learned that these 33 men were below in the mine when it collapsed. And then there were 17 days of silence, 17 days. But the one thing that you'll realize, Chile never gave up. Hats off to this administration. Hats off to Sebastian Piñera for never, ever stopping. The man held true to his word. He said, we are going to find them, and we are going to bring them out. And there was no expense spared.
And I noticed, Daniel, that the president of Bolivia was there as well.
Evo Morales did come in because out of the 33, one of the miners was actually Bolivian, and Evo Morales came in, and he has said as soon as the Bolivian miner is free to go from the hospital, he will personally bring him back to Bolivia, where he will be hailed a hero, just like the other 32 Chilean miners are here.
So then I guess they're planning for huge celebrations in Chile for these miners.
Well, it depends. The first 48 hours, the miners will be in a hospital in Copiapó, which is the closest town to the mine. They will be going under observation checks. Now, I have been told in the last few minutes that one of the miners, they're not saying who, but one of the miners is suffering from acute pneumonia and that he has a weak lung. They haven't said who that is, but he will have to stay longer in the hospital. I'm not sure if that will curtail any plans of any celebrations this weekend.
Well, I would think that if there was one of the miners was sick with a collapsed lung, he would have been removed first. Is that not right?
That's not necessarily true. They broke the rescue miners. They brought them out in different groups. The first group of miners that they brought out were the most, they were strong, but they were the most technical savvy of the miners. They are the ones who could control the capsule in the event of an emergency. They would be able to disembark, etc. After those miners came, then they brought out the sicker miners, the miners who were weaker, etc., who were suffering from diabetes or pneumonia now that it comes to light. And then the last group of miners are the strongest miners. These are the miners who have no problems, physically at least, and are strong enough to endure staying down in the mine longer than all the other ones.
And I was wondering by chance, I understand one of them had a baby? A baby was born?
Yep, there was a miner who had whose wife had a baby about a month ago. They had a different name picked out for her, but the husband said, you know, I'd really like to call her Esperanza or Hope, as they say. So now there is a little baby Esperanza.
That's adorable. And it's only natural. We're going to have to ask about the one miner with the wife and the girlfriends. Everyone's curious.
Johnny Barrio.
Yes.
Yeah, he, he came up some time ago. I can't remember at what number he was when he came up. When he did come up, he was met by his girlfriend. That will be something that will hit the press and hit the media once again.
Yes, because here in the United States, we were trying to decide who was going to play the different roles in the movie.
Yes, that's very true. Everybody, there are agents actually up at Camp Hope right now who are starting to circle. As they say, the sharks are in the water. I can assure you that there will be a book and a movie written about this. The miners have said they have made a pact while they were down in the mine that if they do decide to do a movie or a book, they will all have to agree and they will all share in the proceeds equally.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's very. They had plenty of time mm-hmm. to plan and sit and think it through.
Exactly. But who do you have play you in the movie? And also, this has been so publicized in the news. We've been saying that this is it's almost like a circus as far as the media is concerned, and some Chileans are starting to get upset. But how can you create a movie from all of this realistic footage that you have? I mean, every second of these guys for the last 2 months has pretty much been filmed or put on tape digitally. If you're going to create a movie, it's going to be hard to create a movie when so much of the actual reality has been shown.
I don't remember a mine accident or incident like this, of this severity, that ever had a 100% positive result anywhere in the world. I think this is the only one that's ever resulted with a full recovery of every single man. I've never seen this before, have you?
Well, I haven't done much coverage of mine disasters. I mean, we had the Chinese mine disaster. We had the one in Virginia. I think that was last year. Not that I know lots about mines, but there has never been a mine recovery this deep. There has never been a mine recovery of all persons. And fingers crossed, because not everybody is out yet, but there's never been a recovery of people who have been below the surface of the earth this long. It's truly an incredible experience. It's a breakthrough. People all over Chile, people all over the world, we're getting messages from Nigeria, we're getting messages from India, we're getting messages from Russia, people just saying how incredible it feels for them to be part of this experience. Again, it's like the moon landings. This is what, this is the only thing that I can compare it to.
No, this is much better, because the moon landing, no one can actually prove that that happened. This has the entire world watching it, and there are 33 witnesses that experienced it, and they're all alive. I think this is far more credible.
That's very true.
This is far more credible.
Well, not taking the credibility of the moon landing or if it is or isn't, what happened. What I'm saying is it bombs the world. Everybody is going to remember where they are. We've gotten calls from all over the world, mainly from Europe and from Australia and New Zealand. The interest in this story is major. They estimate over 1 billion people watched the first miner come out of the hole. That's the same amount of people that watched the Super Bowl.
That's fantastic. And I also wanted to note that I was reading that NASA was present to help the administration deal with people who have been dealing, enclosed in small spaces, and helping them deal with that. I saw that was quite extensive.
NASA was very instrumental in not only in that, not only in helping them with the entire, you know, having to deal with people who are cut off from the rest of the world, like astronauts would be, but also they were dealing with the physical training that the miners had to undertake. You realize that every day the miners had to do 1 hour of physical training. They had a physical instructor that would be on a video screen, and they would do their training that way. It was very important. NASA also created their diet, especially the last 12 hours before they came out. NASA actually prepared and sent over, donated this the food that they were eating for the last 12 hours. NASA was very instrumental.
That's interesting. I didn't know that they would change their diet. I wonder why. Because of the change in atmosphere?
Well, they didn't want them to become nauseous. They didn't want them to become nauseous coming up through the rock. 700 meters deep, there is a change in atmosphere. Also, that the tube will be spinning around. You don't want to be going to the bathroom in that. So just like the astronauts have to change their diet,
yes.
They changed the diet of the miners 12 hours before they were brought out.
I didn't know that they had to do training for an hour. What was this? What did the training entail?
Well, they had to do physical exercise for 1 hour. That's in order to keep their muscles in shape for rescue. And you don't want your miners just lying around. It's not good mentally. It's not good physically for them. Also, they had 1 hour of media training in the last 7 days before they came out in order to deal with the press that they're going to get over the next, week to 10 days to 6 months.
To help them not be shocked or upset, and I guess.
To understand how to deal with the press if they don't want to answer a question, how to keep their emotions. You don't want these miners to get angry at the press. That wouldn't give a good image. So the government had made sure that each man had 1 hour of media training every day.
That is remarkable. That never even occurred to me. And the family, as each man is taken to the hospital for review and to, I guess, to have a physical, I assume then that family goes with that minor to the hospital and then they go home?
Certain family members, the two members of the family meet them when they come up out of the mine. It is a quick embrace, no more than 1 minute. Then the person, the miner, is taken into the triage area at the mine site. Once they are released from the triage area, they're taken to the hospital in Kopiapo, where they will have to spend a minimum of 48 hours there. Once they're given the all clear from there, and family members can meet up with them at the hospital, once they're done with the 48 hours, they are cleared to go home. Many miners will be home this weekend, having barbecues and celebrating a belated Independence Day. Chile's bicentennial happened while they were stuck down in the mine.
So they'll be celebrating, absolutely. And I guess children who haven't seen their dad for a month, did they have any emotional training and, I guess, training with in terms of reuniting the family? Because some children are going to be shocked and emotionally upset as well.
Well, at Camp Hope, the government has done what it can to provide counseling services to the families, and they said they will continue to provide counseling services to the families for as long as needed. And I'm sure they've included children on there. As a side note, they have finally canceled, they have closed the Camp Hope school that they had up there. As you know, one of the miners was afraid that the children who were sitting at the camp for 2 months were not getting any education. The government brought in and built a special school just for the kids there.
That's beautiful. We spoke to the owner of ILoveChile.cl, SyndicatedNews.net's sister radio station in Santiago, Chile. All of the miners have been rescued, and we spoke to Daniel Brewington today. Congratulations to Chile and the miners and their families and the movies that will come out of this. And that's a wrap.